patient name, Molly Clark, C-L-A-R-K, date of birth is 6/25/42, date of service 11/22/23. This is an 81-year-old female patient here with a complaint of possible UTI. She was here with her caregiver. Apparently what happened last night, Ms. Clark was using the restroom and fainted while using the restroom, and the daughter states that the last time that that happened, she had a urinary tract infection. So they assumed that there was some correlation there. Also, a patient did complain of some dysuria, period in a paragraph. Seems to be improved by now, though, period in a paragraph. On exam, blood pressure 142 over 60, pulse 54, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 98%, allergies to morphine, current medications, multiple, all reviewed, medical history, diabetes, surgical history negative, social history negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, urine specimen today was completely normal, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, no distress, eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears, there's no tympanic membrane erythema, oral pharyngeal area is within normal limits, neck is soft, no thyromegaly, masses or lymphadenopathy, heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmurs, lungs are clear, a heart rate was 54. Period in a paragraph. Heart rate may have been 59. Actually, I believe it is. So heart rate is 59. Period in a paragraph. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period in a paragraph. Assessment implant dysuria. However, the urine specimen is clean. Within normal limits, verbalization of it improving, period in a paragraph, no medications will be given. Next diagnosis, syncopal event. Patient seems to be fine at this point, no complaint, breathing well, no chest pain, shortness of breath, period in a paragraph. Patient will follow up with her cardiologist, and I've advised them that if this happens again, she must immediately go to the emergency room for evaluation.